when we compared the child, we found that it's well within the range of anatomically modern people today. It's about a six-year-old. We know that from how the teeth were erupting. We recovered the erupting teeth. On the adult, when we examined it, we compared it with about 6,000 modern human skulls from all around the world. And we found that it's right at the edge of the range. This is a very large, massive, robust individual with very strong neck muscle attachments, very prominent brow ridges, but brow ridges that are not like the ones of earlier hominids or like Neanderthals. Rather, they're like ours. And so we recognize these minor differences from modern humans by giving it a different subspecies name. We call it a paleo subspecies, Homo sapiens idaltu. We used an Afar name, which means elder in the Afar language.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the debate, the out-of-Africa theory, which you are behind, and then another multi-regional approach. Can you tell us about those two theories and how this discovery adds to that debate?
Sure. The debate actually is over a century and a half old, and it stems all the way back to the 1800s when Neanderthals were first found in Europe. People looked at these, and some people thought, well, it's just a more primitive stage of humans, and we evolved from these Neanderthals. Other people, and of course these were some of the first human fossils ever found back in the 1800s, other people looked at them and said, no, you know, they look very strange. We must have come from somewhere else. And over the last century and a half, a lot more Neanderthal fossils have been found in Europe, and now we have some earlier Neanderthals, some later Neanderthals. We know they persisted in Europe till about 30,000 years ago. We know a great deal about how the glaciers came and went in Europe many, many times through many, many cycles. We have Neanderthal children who have been found, their remains in caves in Europe. And yet Africa has remained fairly mute in terms of its contribution to this problem. Although the studies of modern human genetics have pointed to Africa as a potential source of Homo sapiens, the evidence has been very, very poor until now. And so now with the child and the adult from Ethiopia dating to a time that is more remote even than the average Neanderthal, we see an anatomy that is so similar to anatomically completely modern people that we can clearly show that this evolution of our species happened in Africa at the same time that Europe was inhabited by Neanderthal people, people who ultimately went extinct.
Project leader Tim White says the fossil-rich site also yielded skull pieces and teeth from seven other hominids, hippopotamus bones bearing cut marks from stone tools, and hundreds of other artifacts, including hand axes, flake tools, and rare blades. Professor White adds that some sophisticated technology helped researchers locate the fossils.
We use a lot of satellite imagery and aerial photograph imagery to target particular outcrops of exposed rocks. These sediments look very different than, for example, a lava flow, which isn't going to have any fossils in it. Then you have to have people on the ground to be able to walk these outcrops who recognize what's coming out, and it's not an easy job. The graduate students from Berkeley who found, for example, the complete adult cranium didn't find a whole skull sitting there on the sand. He found one broken piece. But then by doing the detective work, we figured out where the rest of it was and we extracted it. Dr. Berhani, when he found the piece of child's cranium, this was a piece that was about the size of an American quarter. Very, very small, a couple centimeters long, but he knew right away that it was a hominid. How did he know that? He's an anatomist. He's trained. He knows the detailed anatomy of hominids. So it's not a matter of chance. It's a scientific investigation. We're aiming to recover evidence, and the evidence is very hard to recover, and to do it, you've got to have a really good team, and that's what we have here in Ethiopia.
That team includes more than 45 scientists from 14 countries who specialize in geology, archaeology, and paleontology. In the single study area, the team has found fossils dating from the present to more than 6 million years ago. Project leader Tim White says the team will continue to monitor the site, but in their next excavation, the scientists plan to examine rock that dates back 250,000 years in search of fossil remains of an even earlier human ancestor. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.